that, well, that was a mistake made early on in May of 1993, and the administration really wouldn't continue to do that, act in that fashion. The problem is that's exactly what they've been doing. Charges continue to be leveled up till the present time against one or more of these employees. And there has been a resistance to providing documents and information. As the chairman pointed out, we're still having these hearings because we've requested documents for years that are just now suddenly materializing. So I think there is a major difference here in what we are examining as this committee and other kinds of changes in personnel. And to conclude on this point, I would say that those who might be watching on C-SPAN or through other phonic device know they didn't see Mr. Watkins' testimony on C-SPAN or any other electronic forum because he pulled the plug. He had the legal right to do so. But if there's any question about the propriety of what happened to the travel office, the fact that the White House official who did the firing took sort of an electronic Fifth Amendment should answer everybody's question about